From NPR and WBUR, I'm Peter O'Dowd.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now, and we've just watched an incredible scene unfold in a courtroom in Charleston, South Carolina. We expected that accused shooter Dylan Roof would be in a hearing, but unexpected were the opening words from the judge and then words from family members of the shooting victims as they addressed the young man who hasn't yet been convicted of a crime.
Roof was being held in a separate room in front of heavily armed guards. He appeared on camera, arms in handcuffs behind his back. And then Judge James Gosnell, at the opening of the hearing, said this.
There are victims on this young man's side of the family. Nobody would have ever thrown them into the whirlwind of events that they have been thrown into. We must find it in our heart at some point in time not only to help those that are victims, but to also help his family as well.
Judge Gosnell then invited any family members of victims who wanted to do so to speak, and several did. Let's listen here to the daughter of Ethel Lance.
You hurt a lot of people, but God forgive you, and I forgive you.
Hard to understand there, but the emotion is all that's required. Joining us now for the latest is Glenn Smith. He's the special projects editor at the Charleston Post and Courier. And Glenn, you watched this unfold, the judge invoking the family of the suspected shooter here. It outraged some people so early in this stage of the story. Just how unusual was that?
It was fairly unusual for such a bold statement at the front end of a bond hearing like that, particularly since the judge in this case can't set bond on murder charges, but I think what he was trying to say is there are victims on both sides of the aisle here, and we need to keep everyone in our minds.
Yeah, and speaking of victims, here's Felicia Sanders, mother of Twanza Sanders.
We welcome you Wednesday night in our Bible study with open arms. You have killed some of the most beautifulest people that I know. Every fiber in my body hurts, and I'll never be the same.
Glenn, we're reminded this was a bond hearing, so let's talk about that. What did the judge actually say about the bond?
Well, again, under our system here, anyone charged with a murder charge has to go before a circuit court judge, a felony court judge, to set bond. That'll probably happen in a few weeks' time. But under the law, they have to go before a judge for a bond hearing within 24 hours. So he is not allowed to set bond on the murder charge. He did set bond of $1 million on the secondary offense, which was a firearms.
The weapons charge, right.
Right.
The mood, obviously, inside the courtroom, extremely raw. What about in Charleston in general, outside the courthouse, outside the church where this shooting happened all day?
It's just very emotional. I mean, just watching that bond hearing was extremely emotional. I mean, these people, one after another, get up and say, I forgive you. I hope you repent your ways. And, you know, speaking of their pain, I think it resonates throughout the community. Like, again, hundreds of people turning out to the church and to prayer vigils to show their support and the solidarity with the families that have lost loved ones.
Yeah. Earlier today, Governor Nikki Haley said that the alleged shooter should be charged, sentenced to death, rather. Talk about that. How is that going over in South Carolina, a very conservative state?
Very conservative state. Death penalty has been on the books a very long time. And I think, the state as a whole has shown its support for that, has executed people in the past, though we have not done so in a few years. I don't think anyone was surprised to hear her say that.
Yeah. And a reminder, this suspect clearly at this stage has not been convicted, and yet the family members were there in the courtroom addressing him through this closed-captioned video system. Have you ever seen anything like this before, family members at a bond hearing being able to talk like that to the victim, to the suspect, rather?
Probably from people outside South Carolina, it might seem a little odd. I've heard some misconceptions, too, reported on the national TV that somehow this was a separate, different arrangement that was applied to him, but it's not. We do video conferencing with inmates all the time for security reasons at bond hearings, but under our state law, victims are allowed to make what's called a victim impact statement at the time of a bond hearing, and they can choose to make it or not, but everyone is guaranteed a chance to weigh in before the judge sets bond.
Wow. Glenn Smith, Special Projects Editor at the Charleston Post and Courier. Glenn, thanks very much.
Sure. Thanks for having me.